This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. Team USA Women's Hockey is once again vying for an Olympic medal. The team has made it to the gold medal game, where they'll face either Canada or the Olympic athletes from Russia on Thursday. Three of Team USA's members are from Wisconsin, and several others have connections to the UW hockey program. Todd Milvesky is a sports reporter with the Wisconsin State Journal. He tells WPR's Brady Carlson that one of the three Wisconsin natives, forward Brianna Decker, has made her mark on Team USA, both on and off the ice.
Well, she was part of a team with the Badgers that came after the really successful year. She did win a national championship with the Badgers. She was the Patty Kazmaier Award winner as the top player in Division I women's college hockey in 2012. The number two overall goal scorer for the Badgers in their history and second in points. This is her second Olympics. She has become really a mainstay on that team and is one of the alternate captains. And the reason for that being she has this just positive impact on teammates on the ice and off the ice.
One of the players who points to Brianna Decker is Alex Rigsby, who is in goal for Team USA and who still trains in Wisconsin. So what can you tell us about her?
Well, Alex is a top goaltender in the college ranks. She, in fact, still leads the Badgers in saves and wins and games played. And in her four-year career, she had one national championship. She was a senior in college last time the Olympics were played in 2014. So this was kind of the goal that she had set, and she's made the roster now. It kind of depends on when she's going to get a call to play in the games. It's a really competitive situation the U.S. has in goal, but she's put herself in a really good position through what she's done in world championships and other events with USA Hockey in the last few years.
Another player who was on the 2014 team and is back this year is Amanda Kessel, but in between, there was a time she didn't expect to be competing anywhere at all, much less at the 2018 game. So what happened?
Well, that's right. She had troubles with concussion. She played at Minnesota from 2010 to 2013, then was gone for a couple of years. Obviously, one of those was for the Olympics. But then she had troubles with concussions, and it looked like for a while that might have been the end of her career. But she did come back and play again for Minnesota in the second half of the 2015-16 season and helped them to a national championship again, which was her third with the team. It kind of just reinvigorated her career, and now she's back in her second Olympics. It really, for a lot of it, seems like hadn't missed a beat from that injury.
Now, those are three players who have Wisconsin roots, but there are other players, and not necessarily players on Team USA, who have Wisconsin connections as well.
There are, I think, six others that played for the Badgers, two of them on the U.S. team. Hillary Knight, who's one of the best players in the world, played for the Badgers, won a couple of national championships. And then Megan Duggan, who's the captain of the U.S. team, won three national championships, was a Patty Kazmaier Award winner herself. They're kind of the anchors in some ways of the U.S. team. But then you also have five players that played for the Badgers on this year's Canadian women's hockey team. That's a little bit of what you expect out of this program now. It really has become a training ground for an Olympic team, and you don't have to look much farther than the head coach for a reason why. That's Mark Johnson. He was an Olympian on the 1980 Miracle on Ice team. He also coached the U.S. Olympic women's hockey team in 2010 in Vancouver. I think there's a standard set there. There's a level that is expected that players will reach that will at least get them in contention for a national team. And there are some players maybe on this year's team, maybe on next year's team that will be in that conversation for 4 years down the road.